Friends, we are continuing our series of shiurim on din anan agrinam din chatzidaber b'chatzis kamoshanim. We've already seen it flows from Kolas Hashem, and now Mirtz Hashem, this is the fourth shiur. We will come to be metaritz based on the yisodos that we laid out in the previous shiurim. We're going to come to be metaritz the kashes. What were the kashes? So the Gemara says, how do you know they have a cheskes gemel shanim? Because two people say that we rented it for 3 years, day and night. The Torah writes that hu adin im hayu shlosh kitei edim nefradim. That the same would apply that if you have three different groups of witnesses, three different sets of witnesses, and each one says 1 year, they're mitstarev to be made on gemel shanim. Later on, we have mechokas Rabbi Kiva and the Rabbanan, that in any edus chazaka b'gimel kita edim that are made each one in 1 year, Rabbi Kiva holds it's a chatzidavar than amitztarif. The Rabbanan hold they are amitztarif because it's only called a chatzidavar when you have an edus al shtei sairis. There, each group is being made on one sair, that's no good. But if they're being made each group on one group is made on two sairis, it's good. But if each group is being made on one sair, it's no good. So why is it no good? According to the rabbis, but each group, if you have two sets. Three sets, and each set is made on 1 year, that's Beseder. So if it's two groups, each being made on one Saira is Nishgit. But if it's three groups, each being made on 1 year, then it is good. So the Rashbam, what's the difference? The Rashbam explains the reason the Rabbanan is that Eidus Chazak is not a Chatzidavar because each group saw whatever they could see. Mashen came to Shtei Sairas, they didn't see all they could see. Tosin the Rif writes, different pshat. Right, when it comes, just to go back to the Rashbam, that when it comes to Eidus Chazaka, they saw whatever they could, that year they saw. Whatever they could see that year, they saw. And Eidus Shtei Sairas, at that moment, they could have seen both Sairas. They only saw one, so it's no good. That's the difference. That's why by us, by Shanim, it's not a Chatzidavar, because they saw they could see. So writes Tosin Bava Kama. However, Tosin the Rif explained differently, that Eidus Chazaka is different. They're each a Davar Shalem, because there's an Afkamin in what they say for the fruits of that year. That they're mechayev the person who sat there for the fruits of that year. Once it's a nafka mina for 1 year, it's not considered anymore a chatzidavar. So, frek tishara mishpat, if you have edus hasocharim, how do three groups help? What did the Torah say? That when the Gemara says that if there are three groups of renters, one group says, Gemara says that one group of renters says once that they're made that they lived there for 3 years. And the Torah says the same thing would be if there are three groups of witnesses that say they lived there for 3 years. And that's okay. That's not considered a chatzidavar. Even though they're only being made each group on 1 year that they live there. So frek tishar mishpat. It's very good that it's not a chatzidavar because each group saw what they could see. We lived there the first year. Group A lived there for the first year. That's all they could see. Their mate, second group lived the second, that's all they could see. But so that's not a chatzidavar. But according to the Rif, and we proved in the first shir that the Torah paskins taka like the Rif. How do we know that the Torah Paskin is like the Rif? Because in Ebenezer Simon Kufman Beis, he says in the name of the Ramah, Bedin Suma Shevi Get Medina Sayam. He can't say Befanei Nechtav because if they're Edim, that the Baal gave him the Get for Gerishin, it's Kasher, and those same Edim have to be the Edim and the Mesira, that they should see the Mesira Seget Lisha. Because if they're different Edim, it's considered a Chatzidavar. So if you have a Suma that brings a Get, you can't have one being made that he got the Get, one being made. And the Mesiris HaGet, that's considered Chatzidavar. So Lashitas HaRashbam V'Atosvis, it's not a Chatzidavar, because each group saw what they could see, each set saw what they could see. So therefore it must be that he holds like the Rif, that the reason it's not a Chatzidavar is because there's an Afkamina for Paris, but Be'edim Mesiris HaGet, L'Shliach, and Edim Mesiris HaGet L'Isha, it's a Chatzidavar, because there's no Afkamina, each one individually. It's only meaningful if he can say Befanei Nechtav and if he could see the Mesiris HaGet, but only one of them, it's no good. So if you have a Suma, you need the same set of witnesses for both, otherwise a Chatzidavar. So you see that the Rif Paskins, you see that the Torah Paskins like the Rif, So if the Torah paskins like the Rif, then how can you say here that it's not the Rif? Meaning that it's a chatzi davar, unless there's a nafka mina. Here there's no nafka mina. If each group says we live there for 1 year, what's the nafka mina? Their edus is not mechayiv them peiros. Why? Because they themselves were living there, and they can't be made on themselves. So you're right, there is an inyan of adas baal din, but that's not part of their edus. That's not b'tarei's edus. Their whole edus is only klapi the machzik, that they're made, that the machzik has a chazaka. So there's no nafkamina then to say that we live there for 1 year. What does 1 year mean? 1 year means nothing. So why don't we say it's a chatzi davar? That was the first kasha we asked. Also, the Shara Mishpat asked that in Torah Shulchan Aruch Simen Reish Hei, it says that in order to be mevatel amekach machmas ones, you need two things. A, you need a mesiris moda. In advance, the person has to say this ones. And base, tzarech sheyakira ones. It has to be recognizable ones. Because ones alone is mevatel amekach, like we see Rav Huna, and then later on, mimzayinam abezim bov basur, tliyav sabin svinis vinyav, that fourth sale is considered a sale. And mesiris moda is not enough. Because kevin tegosh shekibul mamos gamaro makni, once he got the money, he intended to be makneh, so the onus is not enough. Rather, you need a mesiris moda, that this shouldn't be a good sale, and also that the person is onus. And the Rama writes that if he's mosim moda b'fnei shnayim, and he brings other edim that were makir ba'onus, the mechir is batal, and so writes the Beis Yosef. And the question is, why isn't it a chatzi davar? The Rif's reason doesn't help. Kol kas b'fnei atzma isn't effective. Kol kat b'fnei atzma, isn't there's no nafkamina. There's no nafkamina if there's just an onus, no nafkamina if there's just a mesiris moda. So why does the Rama hold that you're allowed to bring one set for the Mesiris Madam, one set for the Ones, when there's no Nafkamina for each set? So how does that work, Lefi, the Heilige Tour? Good. So Adkan, those were the Kashas, that's what we saw in the first year. So now we're going to come to the Miyashev Divrei HaTur. So the Shara Mishpat learn that the Torah Paskin is like the Teretz of the Rif. And the Raya is, from what he says in the name of the Rama, that Eidim Mesir Zeged L'Shaliach, Veidim Mesir Zeged L'Isha, is considered a Chatzi Dover. So L'Shit Sarish Ban Vatayis is not considered a Chatzi Dover, because each one saw whatever they could see at that time. So it's definitely a correct Raya that the Torah doesn't know like the Rashbam and the Tosis. However, it's not a Raya that he Paskin is like the Rif. Why? Because we can say that he learns a third way. What's the third way? What we said in the previous year. But that's Haramba. That the reason by Eidus Chazaka that it's not considered a Chatzi Davar is because each year is by itself a Raya Gemura Shel Chazaka. How do we learn Pshat of the Ramban? That the Ramban says, B'Yisod Cheskes Gimel Shanim, that the Raya of the Chazaka is immediate from the fact that there was no protest. But Keneged Zev is a Raya Sabach Vishtarach. Therefore, you need 3 years to get discard, to overcome the power problem of a shomer d'shtar. It's really your shomer d'shtar, but really the chazak is immediately. So therefore, the edus of each year is a good edus because they're really being made on something that's be'etzem araya. So therefore, each group being testifying about 1 year is not a chatzi davar. That's what we were married in the previous year to explain. So it says, Reb Chaim, Marein Reina Rosh HaYeshiva Zatzal, as follows, that the reason it's not considered a Chatzi Dover here, by Chazaka, is because it's a Raya Gemura. Mashen can beget, you need a Tzeruf of the two Edios. You need the writing the get by the husband and the giving the get over to the wife, overseas, so each one independently is nothing. But here, each year is a good Raya. You just have the reis of Ach Vishtarach, but independently, like the Ramban says, each year is a good raya. That somebody sitting on someone else's land and eating, he's not being mocha, it's a raya that it belongs to the person who's eating. So now, it's very good what the Torah says, be'edus ha-sochrin, we could be mitzaref, their edus, to a chazaka, even though each kas is only made on 1 year, frek tishar mishpat, here there's no nafkusa, then yinchi of peiros. There's no nafkumina len peiros, so therefore l'shitas harif, it should be considered a chatzi davar. Based on what we said, it's very good. Because the Torah Bemis doesn't paskin like the Rif. The Torah paskin is like the Rambam. And since the Torah paskin is like the Rambam, we don't have a kasher from get, because the Rambam would also hold that by get, it's going to be a chatzi davar, because you need both the you need both the giving of the get to the woman and the writing of the get by the husband. You need both. Each one independently is nothing. So you need both. But here, when it comes to 3 years, each year is a good raya. So if you have sochrim who are renting, each one's renting 1 year, and they say we rented that year, it's gvaldik raya. Each year is a good raya, and therefore for Enfer the Kash and the Tur. Now, why isn't it a chatzi davar? Because each group, each kas being made on their year is a good edus. Well, if he's a nirali yashev, and therefore we can also answer the kasha from moda. My tana mahani kasachas al moda, but kasachas al ones. So why does one group work for the moda, for the mesiris moda that there shouldn't be a good sale, and the other group on the ones? Dine mokam achar bi'anu time to milsa to lebitul mekach bein entirety moda of ones. Because elsewhere we explain, you know why you need both for bitul mekach. You need both moda and ones. Dikra hamivatul eno ones el mesiris hamoda. Because the Yerkam Mevatel is not the Ones, rather the Yerkam Mevatel is being Moser Modah, and the Yisod Koch to be Mevatel is Midin what? Asi Dibur or Mevatel Dibur. The Yisod Iker Mevatel is being Moser Modah, and where does it come from? Asi Dibur, their Dibur that this shouldn't be a good sale, is Mevatel the Dibur of the sale. Then it's Chadish Bezeh, Sheyachol Lahachin. Dibur HaMevatel, Sheyvatel, Dibur Mechira. So you can prepare in advance a Dibur that's Mevatel, it's going to be Mevatel the Dibur of the Mechira. V'rayi L'dover Mehod Ashkechon Din Bitul Moidah. And Rayi L'dover is that we find the Din of Bitul Moidah, Din B'Shas Mechira. Bitul HaMoidah Shemaser Tchila Mechira Kayemes Avshu Anus. That if B'Shas Mechira, the person was Mevatel, the moedah that he was moiser first, the mechira is going to work, even though there's an ones. And if we say that the ones is the mevatel, so why does bitul moedah help? We recognize the ones. And the answer is that vaday, the ones, is not the siba to be mevatel the mechira. Because we paskin like Rafuna, that agav unsev zuzi gozer gomor makne. Because of the ones and the zuz, he wants to be makne. He got the money, he had the onus, so he just wants it to be a good sale. So the ikar bitul is mitzad the moda. Mitin osi dibur, mevat dibur. Onus alone is not enough. It needs to be that the dibur of the moda is mevatel, the dibur of the mechira. And then what happens if he's mevatel the moda? Then it's fakert. This dibur is mevatel the moda. The osi dibur is eshel bitul moda, mevatel is dibur moda. The bitul moda is mevatel the moda, and then the mechira is kayemis, and then it's a good mechira. And so writes the Ktzos that the ikar mevatel is the moda. So why do you need to be makar the onus? Why is the mesiris moda enough? Hanatam yishim dimocham eretzon olay mechira atzba atzma kamo bitul moda ben izbatla moda. Because if he sells meretzono, then the mechira itself is like the bitul of the moda, and the moda is mizbatel. So the ikar is the moda. We just have to make sure the moda is not mizbatel. So how is the moda mizbatel? If he did a bitul moda, and then he did the mechira, if he did a bitul moda. If he willingly sold the item, so then the mechira itself is like bitul moda. So if he gave over a moda and there's no ones, so the etzem mechira is the bitul moda. So then it's going to be a good mechira because he's mevatel the moda. This a forewarning that he gave that it's not going to be a good sale because he sold it meiratzon. That's why you have to be makir the ones. But if he was forced to sell, then this mechira doesn't have a bitul moda. But the ikar is the moda. The moda is mevatel the dibur of the mechira. And the only reason you need an ones is in order not to be mevatel that moda. Because there's an ones, if it's given meiratzon, if it's sold meiratzon, that's a bitul moda. But if it's not sold may ratzon, if it's sold may ones, oh, there's no bitl moda, and be'etzem what's mevatel mechira, the moda, not the ones. And even though Rav Huna says that agav unsi gavra magam, agav unsi gavra makni, even though Rav Huna says that because of the onus, he's gamaru makni, hainirakshim is sratza lasis machonsin osa. That only means that he wants to do what they are forcing him to do. Seder, say that he wants to do what they're forcing him to do, but there's no bitul moda, because he wasn't mocha meritzona. And since there's still a moda, that's mevatel the mechira. The moda nullifies the mechira. So really, that's the yisod. The only reason you need an onus is not to be mevatel the moda. But the second you don't have an onus, the moda is in place. And then when the guy sells, then it's there's going to be a moda, and the sale's not going to be a good sale. So not only we say agav unse gamar zuze gamar amakni, but not if there's a moda in place. If there's a moda in place, it doesn't work. All the agav unse zuze gamar amakni means that he's misratzit to do what the onus is forcing him to do. But it's not mevatel the moda. And the moda that we have is mevatel the mechira. So the only way to get the mechira done is to be mevatel the moda. He mevatel the moda if he sells it mamish meiratza. That's mevatel the moda. But if he's not mevatel, if he's not selling meiratza, then the moda is in place, and the sale's no sale. So it emerges according to this that the ikar mevatel the moda, and that we need an onus in order that there shouldn't be in the ma'isa mechira bitul moda. So according to this, we understand very well that it's not going to be considered a chatzi dover. Why isn't it considered a chatzi davar? Because the ezes moda is a davar shalim, levada. It's mevatel lemechira. And the only reason we need an ezes on the ones is in order that we shouldn't say there was a bitul moda by ma'ase mechira. But after it was mizbara, there's no bitul moda by the ezes on the ones. Then we're done al pi ezes hamoda levad is bitul hamechira. And this is mamish like the ezes chazaka that is considered a davar shalim. And why do we need the tseruf of the other ears? Just to be misalik the reyes of achvishtarach. After we're misalik the reyes of achvishtarach, then we're done that he's the bailam alpi each kas alone, alpi each group alone. See here also, when you have two sets, one on the onus, one on the bitul moda. Really, the ikar set is on the bitul moda. Is one edus is on the moda, and one edus is on the onus. And the reason it's not considered a chatzi davar, even though you need both, is because the ikar edus is on the moda. And the only reason you need edim on the onus is that there shouldn't be, it's to be misalik any problem with bitul moda, just like in 3 years. Each group independently is enough, and you only need the other two groups to be misalik the reyesa, to remove the reyesa of achvishtarach. So that's an unbelievable teretz. And Marein of Rabbeinu brings a raya, midi Rabbi Kiva Eger, b'tshuvosav, b'tinyana, b'simen nun vav. He writes, if two people are made that a person mechal Shabbos, you don't need that they should know that this person should be is a gadol. So you can mivar afterwards that he's a gadol with other eidim. Why isn't it a chatzi davar? The answer is that be'etzem the avera is that was imachal Shabbos, and that's an eidus shalem. The only thing is if he's a katan, then that gets him off the hook. So in order to be misalik the reyos so that he's a katan, you need two other eidim. But it's still considered a davar shalem that he's machal Shabbos. So two people are made a person is mekadesh nishi. You don't know he's a gadol. And somebody else can come and say he's a gadol. Why isn't it a chatzi dover? It's not a chatzi dover because, like we explained, the ikar is on the kiddushin, and just you have to misalik the reyes of him being a katan. Okay, so mirtz Hashem, I'd like in the next shir, if God gives us life, I hope HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us life, we will see another mahalach to be miyashiv the Rambam that we saw in the previous shir. And we will continue, please God, seeing the flows, Mamish Mitaras Hashem. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.